KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Cortez recorded close to an inch of rain during a couple days of cooler, wetter weather in the Four Corners this week. Jim Andrus, a local weather observer for the National Weather Service, says September precipitation is now at 61% of average. But that follows record-breaking heat in the first week of the month. Four new daily high records were broken by up to 2 degrees. All four of those records were set just last year. A Denver judge has rejected a lawsuit that tried to delay the distribution of the state voting guide, known as the Blue Book. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
A group trying to defend the state's Gallagher Amendment, which limits residential property taxes, accused state lawmakers of changing the language to mislead voters and make them think repealing it would lead to tax cuts. So they tried to get a restraining order to stop the Blue Book from being sent to the printers on schedule this week. But after a quick court hearing on Friday, a judge declined to intervene. House Majority Leader Alec Garnett, a Denver Democrat, served on the committee that wrote the entry for the Gallagher question. He called the lawsuit, quote, frivolous, and says lawmakers made it easier to understand the ballot measure. He also noted the write-up was bipartisan. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
This is KSJD News.